Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. New fall-themed banners now align Main Street in Charles City. Ann Troji with the Charles City Rotary Club says they were asked by Main Street Charles City to take on the project over a year in the making.
Actually, we had hoped they'd be up and something chosen for Rag Pride, and we hit some glitches. We wanted them up last year, some nice new summer ones for Rag Pride, and we just hit some glitches, like I said, and so we shifted gears and decided to order some fall ones. So finally, here they are for fall of this year.
Troji says the Rotary Club saw the banners as an opportunity to help promote Charles City.
We're always concerned about, obviously, the community, and it's good PR to not only our members of the community, but for people coming into the community, sending a strong message that we're a strong, healthy community and a great place to live and to spend time.
In addition to images of leaves and pumpkins, the banners also feature the International Rotary Club logo, which Troji says was an organizational requirement.
Because of bylaws and regulations of International Rotary, that we had to have our symbol on there somewhere. And selfishly, and I suppose you could look at it, we kind of wanted people to know that we were part of that expensive project and that Rotary also is a very strong presence in our community and does an awful lot of things. Luckily, because of the support of our community and our projects, that we're able to give back and in turn make our community a better place.
Troji says original costs for the over two dozen banners were estimated at about $12,000, but they came in under budget at about $9,000. It's the Big Four Fair this weekend in Nashua. Chickasaw County Fair Queen Tori Bierman of New Hampton will be making appearances at various events tonight through Monday. She says becoming Fair Queen wasn't something she was sure about trying.
A couple of years, but I never got the courage to run. I didn't know how it would go, but this year I was like, okay, I'll just run for it. It's my last year. I'll be a senior. And I ended up getting it. I ultimately got to go down to the Iowa State Fair, and I competed for the 2023 Iowa State Fair Queen. I got to meet so many incredible women, and then I learned about their fair, and I'm able to bring ideas back to Chickasaw County.
Bierman, also the New Hampton FFA chapter president, says the Big Four Fair this year features a pair of raffles, with proceeds going towards building a new beef barn on the fairgrounds.
We have a new Polaris Ranger 1000 XP Premium. Those are $100 a ticket. And there's only 400 tickets sold. The first place is a Ranger or $10,000. The second place is $500. And the third place is a Blackstone Grill. We have a new Polaris Ranger 150 EFI UTV. This is more a kids Ranger, and those tickets are $50. And there's only 200 tickets sold.
You need not be present to win either raffle. Grandstand Entertainment includes the New Hampton Charity Pullers Truck and Tractor Pull tonight at 6:30, Figure 8 Car Races at 6:30 tomorrow night. Sunday festivities include Tough Truck Races at 1 p.m. and the Bulls and Barrels at 7 p.m. On Monday, it's Turn and Burn Racing at 11 a.m. There's also the Labor Day Classic Livestock Cattle Show on Monday at noon. For the complete details and a schedule of events, visit big4fair.net. Open hours for the Fossil and Prairie Center just west of Rockford will change with the Labor Day weekend, according to Floyd County conservation naturalist Heidi Reams.
The hours for the Fossil and Prairie Center will be changing to weekends only from 1 to 4. This allows us to have field trips during the week, and I have plenty of those on the docket from area schools. So the park is still open for the general public from sunrise to sunset, but our visitor hours will be Saturdays and Sundays only from 1 to 4.
Reams also notes that it's not too late or too early to take advantage of county camping for a quick getaway.
If you need a time away before things get extra crazy with the school years, you can make reservations for camping at either the Doshonic Recreation Area or Ackley Creek Camp. There's also, cabins if you don't have a camper and still want to get away. And it's not too early to make those reservations, so you can make them for this Labor Day or even next Labor Day if you'd like to plan ahead.
Reams advises following the Floyd County Conservation Facebook page for updates, with details and registration for upcoming events and campground rental available at mycountyparks.com. A project that started before the COVID pandemic will get its first major public use tonight. The Turkey Valley Athletic Boosters raised over $250,000 to build a new concession stand that fans will use and experience for the first time, with the Trojans' first home football game of the season tonight against the Lansing Keyhawks. Turkey Valley Superintendent Jay Jurin says the Booster Club and Trojan fans who supported the project deserve kudos for the upgrades over the former facilities.
We used to have porta potties out there. That's what we had for football, baseball, and now we have the new concession stand includes restrooms. So that will certainly be a big upgrade for it, and has kind of a patio area by the concession stand as well.
The Booster Club is seeking donations to purchase patio tables to add to the concession stand area, which will also be used by fans attending Turkey Valley baseball and softball games next season. Donation information can be found on the Turkey Valley Athletic Boosters Facebook page. After advancing to the Division III National Semifinals last year, being preseason ranked fifth in the country this year, and sporting a school record 6 preseason All-Americans, expectations are high for the Wartburg College football team. Still, Knights head coach and New Hampton native Chris Winter is trying to temper the excitement, noting in a recent interview with KCRG-TV that, quote, every team has the same record to start the season. Winter, the 2022 D3 National Coach of the Year after leading the Knights to a 13-1 record, their best season in school history, also added, with all these awards out there, those are just based on 2022. Last I looked, it's not 2022 anymore. We have no accolades in 2023. The Knights open the season by hosting Monmouth College tomorrow night in Waverly. Tonight on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City football as the Comets host South Tama County. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. It's the Mills Incorporated pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield football as they host North Tama. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. At 6:45, it's the Huskies pregame show and kickoff is at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.